Blog Talk Radio.
UGS Radio is not intended for anyone under the age of 18 years old. We reserve the right to say whatever the fuck we want to say because we believe in free speech. And if you do not believe in free speech...
Get the fuck out of here, you stupid cocksucker!
For rap music's biggest online archive of legends and pioneer interviews as well as underground music from around the globe, visit us now at UGSforLife.com.
Yeah! President Beta! Murder Master Music Show! It's that kid Hanilla. Welcome to the Murder Master Music Show. This right here is where the real rap at. A fuck pilot. We doing what we love just to hear it play back. This is where the real is at.
The Young Castro from the Outlaw. It's your boy Al Capone.
What's that in this bootleg? The Rock Capone from the Dayton family.
Baby, this your boy Al Capone.
What up, y'all? This is Eshawn.
Yo, 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 what's up? This your boy C-Mur, and I'm chilling with my boy Scott Beta, and you're listening to the Murder Master Music Show. It's the hottest thing out right now, you heard me? Keep it true.
Welcome to episode 117 of the Murder Master Music Show. We got a special guest tonight. Another Memphis legend. Anybody who knows our show knows that we got one of the biggest online Memphis archives. I can't believe we didn't get him on the show sooner. We got Tom Ski Mask. We're going to bring him on in a minute. Let me bring on my brother Mac J. Mac J, you being, from my neck of the woods, and Shy, and from Memphis. So with that said, you being from Memphis, what kind of a impact did Tom Ski Mask have on you growing up? Because I know that, his music was coming out right around the time you was in school. What were some of your memories of listening to Tom Ski Mask and them?
Man, I always liked Ski Mask them because they was from the mound and shit, and they wasn't trying to sound like A-Ball them, and they was still in the town when they had their deals and shit. You know what I'm saying, Prez? So, like, you can see these guys. That's what I always liked about the Memphis guys. Even if they was big in the town or in the region, the guys was out in the streets promoting, handing CDs out, doing shows, showing up at parties. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Being in the hoods and shit like that. So I always can respect that shit. And one thing I say about all Memphis artists, that it could be the biggest albums of the year out, but in Memphis, on the radio, they're going to bump who hot in the city. T.I. could come out with a new song, or Ice Cube could come out with a new song, or whoever could come out with a new song. But if you tight and you from Memphis and you in Memphis, they usually try to show you some kind of love. If the streets love your shit going to get played on the radio down there. And yeah. I always remember Tom Ski Mask and having songs on the radio that was just as hot as, just like Fly and Dancing Black, or, so many of them, and Ski Mask, one of them, he represented the mound. And they represented shit well, though.
Let me bring on Tom right now. Tom Ski Mask, how are you doing, my brother?
Man, I'm good, homie. How y'all doing?
How
you doing,
Ski? First and foremost, it's an honor to have you on the show. And secondly, man, you put out some great music over here. I just want to kick it off like this. Start off with your fondest memory of the rap game.
Oh, my fondest memory, man. Touring, man. Just going out to see the people. For me, my fondest memory was just getting out there, giving them music, doing what we did, and just having fun with it. A lot of people just really got away from doing that shit, man. It's all about popularity and the next best dance song and all that shit.
Yeah, the music game has totally changed to a point to where talent isn't even a factor no more. And you putting, actual lyrics, actual metaphors, actual structure, substance in your music. How does it make you feel to see just a bunch of dumb shit right now in 2014?
I really don't listen to it.
Yeah.
I'm one of the few, I can't stand the radio station, because everything they play on the radio station is terrible. I got teenagers. And it's funny to say that because my kids, they listen to all of that. They were like, oh, Dad, you can't rap. You don't know nothing about rapping and this, that, and the other. I was like, man, if y'all only knew, I am one of the biggest icons. I'm one of the biggest icons in my city that don't get the love shown to them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I've noticed that, Tom. And I can remember because when we did the Murder Dog cover with you, you was one of the dudes on the cover.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I think it was
I really
you.
Really was, man. That was cool
Squeaky,
as shit, too.
Skinny, Gotti, and I forget who else was on there.
No, it was me, Skinny, Tommy, and Gotti. I mean, me, Skinny, Squeaky, and Gotti. Because Tommy was supposed to be there, and Tommy Wright didn't even show up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what happened with Tommy Wright? Because that would have been dope.
You know, I don't even know, dude. Like Tommy, the funny thing about Tommy, man, Tommy feels like the game owe him something. And if that's the case, we all should feel like that.
Right.
Yeah,
you know, because we did so much for the rap game.
Even
but when
me,
you stop,
man, I mean,
when you stop feeling like the game owe you something and start taking what the game you feel like the game owe you. You'll be better off.
I've been trying to get. I noticed that. I've been trying to get him on the show. You know, he's kind of hard to get a hold of sometimes. But you know, hopefully we'll have him on in the future. But you know what I'm saying? You know, again, man, we've had so many Memphis cats on here. I'm sorry we didn't get a hold of you sooner. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
I would have had you on 30 fucking shows ago, you know?
Hey, look, the beauty of it was God's time, homie. That's how I look at it. You know, I took a backseat to the rap game because of my kids. I got a son 6'5", play basketball. I got a son 6'3", that write books. So
wow.
When the music started, because in all honesty, man, people don't realize, man, music will break up your home.
Yeah,
being on the road and all that type of stuff.
As far as my family, like my personal life.
Mhm.
So I had to step away from the game because I had children. I didn't want to miss my son playing basketball. I watched him play basketball from the eighth grade to this year. He didn't play this year because. Due to grade situation, the way the grading system is here now. So he didn't play, he's not playing this year. But from the 8th to the 11th grade, I watched my son play basketball. He won a championship in the 9th grade. They made it to the finals the 10th and 11th grade. They looking like the school going to make it to the championship again this year.
Mm.
So, you know, when I say, man, the music business is a nice game, but it's also dirty if you don't play it right.
Yeah. Very dirty. A lot of politics. And
yes.
The fucked up thing is right now, what I don't like too is, like you said, you step back because, hey, you're having amazing things happen with the family. You know, your children are accomplishing things that any parent you'll be extremely proud of. And I imagine, you, of course you are. I could hear it in your voice.
Oh,
but
yeah.
A lot of these OGs in the game, to me, they're sitting back and just letting the rap game go. The shit that they built and they pioneered, they're just all right, fuck it. You know, we'll keep doing our little thing over here. And you know, why do you think that is?
Because they feed into what the people want. Once they hear something that's catchy, they start feeding into it so they can build up their resume. Don't feed into it. Let them folks come to you. Man, how many times have you heard Bun B rap on some shit about Nene or do the Soulja Boy, Superman or something like that? You don't hear cats like that rapping about that. They rap about what they know, what they live, and what they want other people to see. So
there's got to be substance.
It has to be. And that's one reason why I hadn't been in the game. Like, I really had nothing to really talk about.
Yeah.
You know, it was just like, I'm like, I'm going to take a backseat to the rap game and just listen and see what everybody likes and see what everybody listens to. And I've been at the game almost 10 years. Well, I dropped my last CD in 05. that was coming to my world. And from 05 to now, it's like me and my kids would be riding somewhere, they'd be like, people would pop up and be like, hey, Tomsky, what's up, man? Such and such, such. My son was like, man, you know them? I was like, there's some fans. I really don't know them. I said, but yeah, a couple. Then a couple of people I do know, I was like, yeah, they from the neighborhood. Plus, you know, they Tomsky fans. I mean, I love my fans. Regardless how you look at it, I love my fans. I stop. I hang out with them earlier.
I remember when y'all guys was in the streets popping the CDs off and, you know what I'm saying, being down on Bill and, you know what I'm saying? I remember that y'all always represented the Mound well, man.
Oh, yeah.
I always respected that shit because I lived in Black Haven and shit. So, you know, we got the cousins to the Mound. So,
yeah.
You know what I mean? I always respected them guys over there.
And you know what? You know the problem. You know the problem with Memphis music right now. There's no unity. There's none. Everybody wants to be the king, the captain, the soldier, the this, the that. But nobody wants to throw nobody a helping hand. That's why these little young cats that's out right now. It's like it's a group of young cats right now. When I say these young cats, they do shows in all these little small places that none of these known rappers do no more. And that's where they build their fan base at, and that's where you'll hear some of the good music at. Like my little homeboy, Knowledge Nick, and Virgos, and Ricochet, and Soul Man Snipes, and IMC. Like all of these young cats, man, they respect and honor the hip-hop of Memphis, but they also love hip-hop in its whole. But they love Memphis. They love the Memphis cats, like Miscellaneous and all of them. Like, man, I love to see what these young cats are doing. Like, Miscellaneous, I respect the hell out of that young man because he's taken from what everybody said wasn't going to happen and just start motivating and moving forward instead of looking back and letting everybody say, oh, man, you can't do this, you can't do that. No.
Yeah,
he went forward.
Yeah, Virgos, he tight too. He got some tight shit.
Young cat named Virgos won the K97 thing, and he got a little squad. He got a squad. When I say they call themselves squad, them young cat. When I say them boys go fucking hard, them dudes go fucking hard. Like every last one of them got something good to rap about. They got substance, and Virgos is married, and his wife sings, so they like in the business together. Like, man, that shit is ridiculous. I love to see that. My little homeboy, Knowledge Nick, he doing this thing. And then my homeboy, Patak, got a little artistry entertainment, and he just put all the Knowledge Nick stuff on iTunes. So, like, me and Nick did a song together. Me and Virgo's finna do a song together. A guy named Glenn, the Chosen One, me and him finna do a song together. Then this guy named Breezer International, me and him finna do a Black and Orange CD together. Then me and Squeaky just got off the phone today. We finna do a DJ Squeaky and the Family and a Tomsky Mask record. So, like,
we finna bring it back.
Like, quiet as kept, man. We finna bring it back. And, man, they gonna have to respect this shit.
Yeah.
But it all goes back to respect the game, and the game will respect you.
Man, Squeaky is one of the coldest producers. And you are one of the coldest spitters. Is he gonna get Project Players back with them too, or what's the deal?
I know it's me, Krim. I don't know about Thug. Thug got a little issue he got to deal with before that happens.
Yeah.
But so far I know me, Krim, Squeaky. Zerk finna drop a new project. I don't know if Squeaky and Zerk gonna get back together. You know, they always have an up and down relationship, so.
Yeah, we had them on the show together. Zerk called in when Squeaky was on about a year ago or so. Yeah,
okay.
Shit's raw, man. I'm glad to hear that, though, man, because, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I heard, first time I heard you guys, see, I'm from Illinois, you know, from Chicago and from Southern Illinois, so I didn't get to hear the Memphis stuff till, you know, mid-90s. You know what I'm saying? First thing I heard was Gangster Pat, but I heard him, you know, before him, because he was down in Atlanta and stuff and doing things. So I heard him before I heard any of the other guys. But when I first heard On a Mission, I was like, what in the fuck? This shit, yeah. OZ's and Keys.
Yeah, you killed me when you sent me that text about OZ and Keys. I was like, wow. Oh. People like that. Yeah. Out of all the songs on that album, that is like my favorite fucking song.
Me
that
too.
That is like my favorite.
Yep, mine
my
too.
Favorite, dude.
I
then, like on my album,
and
everybody talks about.
And I still listen to that song to this day. You know, it's like certain songs, they timeless songs. See, my whole playlist is my phone.
Board, I play it right now.
Man, it's ridiculous.
Like, dude, no disrespect to a lot of these cats in the rap game, but none of these guys have timeless records.
No.
You know, everybody has like four songs that are timeless. When we was doing music, man, we had timeless music.
Yeah. Memphis,
like the beauty of it
right
now,
it'd be 100 years from now, people would be listening to that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
for
people
sure,
say,
like,
not to cut you guys off, but a lot of people say ahead. That Atlanta is the Mecca of the South, and I call fuck shit on that because, you know what I'm saying, to me, it's either Memphis or Houston, hands down. Those two cities,
yeah.
To me, are the fucking the pinnacle. But then again, I can't front on New Orleans either because New Orleans
right.
put out a whole bunch of shit too. So really those three cities, I guess, between
and the
three,
the funny thing about,
you're talking thousands of fucking albums.
Yeah, and you know the funny thing about that is everybody talks about Atlanta, but nobody wants to tell the truth. A lot of people from Atlanta really stole like Memphis' style, like
oh,
them folks
yeah.
that did that song "Nuck If Your Buck," they like Crime we never heard nobody say crunk this and crunk that. Come on, dude, we started this shit.
Memphis
started this shit, so don't go there. Y'all don't want to go there with us because we can go to war with it when it comes to that rap shit. Talking about Giddy Bunk and Gangsta Walking Up, we started this shit right here in Memphis.
Yeah,
your legacy
right on the block. And when they say the city on the bluff, and niggas ain't lying.
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
Man.
Shit, because I know I went to Atlanta before I even moved to Memphis, and they wasn't on that shit. And then when
no,
I moved
they was
to
on
Memphis,
that, what was it?
They was on that booty shaking and shit. They was like, they
yeah,
were like,
and all that shit.
They
like,
spread
it all
around
and
shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was,
but they
got a lot of people down there with money and shit.
They had some yep. gangster shit, but it was on more of like a West Coast vibe. They had like the Hard Boys and Hitman Sammy Sam.
Yeah, they Ghetto Mafia and shit.
Yeah, they had a few cats out there, but the majority of the city, you're right, MC Shy D, he was down with Skywalker Records. They was on the Booty Shake shit,
yep.
you know, so... So, yeah, definitely.
That's funny you said that about Shy D. I talked to him when I was in Atlanta last time. They cool as shit. I ain't
and
know
that's why I say not to take nothing away from the Atlanta cats, but Memphis on some gangster gutter grimy in Houston and New Orleans, because them the murder cities. And so out of the murder cities, the dark tales come out. That's how you got cats in Chicago, Detroit. You ever look at it, the murder cities usually had the hardest shit because niggas is reporting what they see. Yeah.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, if you living in Memphis and I'm hearing a Tom Ski Mask song and I hear what you're talking about, I can relate and I can believe it because we just left from over there where you were talking about or vice versa. You know what I'm saying? So I always felt like when I went to Atlanta and I started seeing how the majority of the people living, they really ain't living like what they're saying a lot of times. So
no, they're not.
You figure out the words and they style. Lil Jon them came out with the beats, and everybody know that niggas in Memphis was making beats like that way before he got on.
Oh yeah,
way before he got on.
You know these cats out here, they don't understand. You gotta know your history. You know what I'm saying? You can't just get in the game and start making music. I know when you got in the game and start making music, you knew about people like Scarface and Rakim, and you know
that's my idol.
Which one?
To this day, I have not. Rakim, I met Scarface.
Right.
That's my guy. Rakim is my idol, dude. I like literally want to meet dude. I have not. I mean, he came to Memphis, and I did not even know. I was mad as hell.
Yeah.
Like literally, him and Heavy D is the reason why I jumped in the rap game.
The microphone fiend. You know what I'm saying?
The microphone fiend and the overweight lover is the reason why I jumped in the rap game.
Yeah. See, and that's crazy. You know, a lot of people. I mean, that's when I started listening to rap 30 years ago. Run DMC.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's 2014 already. I can't believe this shit.
Man, can't believe it.
You know.
Like, man, my Too Wild for the World record is going to be damn near 20 years old. I cannot fucking believe it. That shit came out in 98.
That's
like four more years. I was thinking about that shit today. Four more years, and Too Wild for the World have been 20 years old.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That is.
And we just, this year, we just put it on iTunes.
Yeah.
So for all the listeners, it's on iTunes. So if you don't own a copy of Too Wild for the World, you can go to iTunes and download it. It is available to download right now.
You got to get that.
I had that album on tape before I had it on CD. You know what I'm
saying? Dude,
I bought it on tape first.
I bought 5 tapes, 20 CDs. I can tell you right now, every last one of them got stolen. That lets you know that was a good record. That was a good project.
Yeah.
If it got stolen, it's a good project.
Oh, yeah.
The
what was it like making that album?
You know what? That was that hunger stage when we was doing music. And
yeah.
I think that's what, I think we lost that somewhere down the line. But that was that hunger stage. 3-4 o'clock in the morning in the studio, waiting on Squeaky to finish the beat so we can start writing, and sleeping like in the studio 3-4 days a night, not taking baths and shit like that, just in the studio. All we're doing is eating, brushing our teeth, and in the studio, in the booth, faithfully. That record was raw like that. Nobody really realizes, man, my favorite song on the Too Wild for the World album is Why Now. I'm literally sleep in the studio, in the living room, and squeaking them back there, because we had 2 days to finish up the project. And Squeaky was, they was in the studio, and they was finishing making the Why Now track. When they finished, it was like 3:30 in the morning. I'm constantly hearing that, what the fuck is that noise? They say, I know Squeak coming in, Ski, get up, you got to hear this. This shit bumping. This the last song we finna do. I'm listening. I'm like, this motherfucker is sick. And what I liked about it had the Memphis bass, but it had that West Coast sound. And, man, from there, it was history. Like, that was supposed to be the next single, man, but the label didn't know how to promote it.
I definitely thought that record, I mean, Relativity, they was dropping a lot of shit at that time. They had, of course, you know, Project Players. They'd come out a little bit later. But they had some shit out of Flint. They had shit from the East Coast, 3-6 Mafia, a whole bunch of motherfuckers. What happened to that label, man? That label could have been legendary.
The label actually moved over to France. From what I hear, they moved to France. They shut down in New York, and the next thing I know, they moved to France. So, I mean, a lot of the guys that was working at Relativity have went to other places. So,
you guys went to Warlock at that time, right?
Yep. And boy, I tell you, MC Search. I'm just gonna laugh. I ain't gonna say nothing. You know, he just, you know, it's the business. It's the nature of the business, man. And if you don't have your business together, or if you feel like you're getting railroaded 9 times out of 10, you're getting railroaded, huh?
You said Search was at Warlock or Relativity?
Yeah, he was at Warlock.
Yeah, I knew a motherfucker named Kyle over there. That dude, you know what I'm saying? He would always send me y'all CDs.
About.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
But anyway, so MC Search, what's this guy? I mean, do you think he didn't understand Southern music, or didn't have an appreciation for Memphis music?
I don't think they had appreciation for Memphis music, because the way they talked about Memphis music, you know, a lot of Memphis artists has left a lot of bad taste in labels' mouths, and it was sad because it ruined it for people like me, Squeaky, Gangsta Pat, Gangsta Black, Player Fly, Skinny.
Yeah.
And, you know, it left it bad for us because the way a lot of cats that got deals and didn't do nothing with them.
Yeah,
all these dudes did was get the money and was just like, fuck it.
And fucked
like,
off.
Nah,
they fucked off.
They
yeah,
fucked
yeah.
it off. I'm like, no, bro, don't do that. That is nothing you do, man. This is a business at the end of the day, a true live business. And if you don't treat it like a business, it's not going to accept you like a business.
You know what makes me mad? Like you said, you know, you kind of forgot about motherfuckers like you. What really makes me mad, obviously, you know, that you're not mentioned as often as you should be, but Gangsta Pat, man, that motherfucker put the city on, you know, pretty much. You know,
yes,
and it's a damn shame that people ain't reaching out to him for features, productions, plus he's a fucking musician. You know
what
I'm saying?
He truly is.
Get the
a lot of people don't know
that
man, Daddy played in the Blues
Jack's
Brothers
Records.
Movies.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Me and Pat Facebook a lot, man. Me and Pat supposed to did a song a while back, but like I told him, man, you know, I'm trying to bring the M-Town back to the forefront as far as reuniting a lot of the legends together. And that's truly my goal, to get a lot of these cats together. Like, you know, just if we just don't go nowhere but be at a show somewhere, and everybody there, and I'm like, okay, this is what I want everybody to understand. Everybody you see on this stage is legends, one way or another.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We've done this. All of you guys that's out here that's doing music, we've done this. Don't be scared to ask questions. I tell anybody, man, ask me a question. Pick my brain. I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give you the game. Because nobody never gave me the game, man. Nobody.
No.
I had to learn all of this the hard way.
You know what I think all the music, the legends should do is make a remix to Looking for the Chewing with all the legends on that motherfucker.
That's just kind of hard.
Yeah, I know it, but as a fan, I could always be optimistic. As long as y'all still around and making music, you never know. If they don't do that one,
they would have to do Drinky Yak Smoke a Sack.
Yep.
See, and here's the thing I would say, for me, you would do half and half. You get half the legends on Drinky Yak Smoke a Sack and the other half on Looking for the Chewing.
Yeah. That's a good
ass
idea.
Me and Homicide talk a lot, man. That's my dude. Like, you know, a lot of the unnecessary beef that we had back in the day, man, it's because we was young. You know, when you're young, you make poor decisions. I don't care. Everybody can say, they can say what they want to say, man. When you're young, you make poor decisions. We all made poor choices and poor decisions. But at the end of the day, we growed up.
Hey, we got Homicide. A caller. Sorry, I'm going to bring on caller real quick.
Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, man? Hey, what's going on, Perez? Hey, Tom,
how you doing,
Steve,
brother?
What's going on, baby?
What's going on, Perez?
Hey, what's going on, Tom Ski? Hey,
what's
man, I always had a question, man. Hey, it's going good, man. I always had a question for you guys, man. Is there ever going to be a reconnect of the Mo Cheddar label, man? Or what's going on with Mo Cheddar, man?
Quiet as kept, man.
As far as, like, you and Squeaky. Oh, my bad.
We finna get ready to do a project, man. We finna get ready to do the DJ Squeaky and the Family and the new Tom Ski Mask.
Oh, man.
That's what's up, man.
And we got a sample we're going to play after a while. Sorry, Skinny Man.
I just asked that because I just remember, man, between 95 and 2000, man, y'all was dropping them hits, man, for real. And that's the Memphis side that I fell in love with.
Dig that.
Besides,
I appreciate
Pat,
it, Homer.
Yeah. Besides Gangsta Pat, them brothers too, man, you,
yeah.
Squeaky, Criminal Man, Thugster, Yo Lynch, all that. Man, that's my shit.
Yeah, you can't deny Memphis. Memphis's place in hip hop history. You know what I'm saying? It's one of the most influential places. It's like a Mid-South version of the Bay. Plus your hustle game too. You guys had the mixtapes popping.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like a motherfucker. I mean, those things sell on eBay and upwards of hundreds of dollars right now.
Dude, you know? I know.
Yeah.
I know. I seen the niggas watch your back on there. I was like, wow. Are you serious? The motherfuckers are still buying that shit. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
On tape.
You know, let me say this. You know, even though a lot of people don't realize, I'm a legend in the music business. I'm a pioneer, and I appreciate it, and I accept everybody that says it and lets me know that. But at the end of the day, you know the best part about it? You have to have love for other artists. Like, you have to have love for the music. If you don't have love for the music, you'll lose yourself.
Capone said,
you'll lose yourself.
For the music.
You have to have love for the music. I mean, for all the music, not just, okay, I just like rap. Like, I got people like, man, I just listen to rap music, or I just listen to this. When I'm not listening to rap, dude, I'm listening to R&B music. I'm listening to
Fats Domino, John Fogerty. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
The only thing I don't listen to is that swaggy shit. That's the only thing
I won't listen to. Well, no, I won't listen to that.
That swaggy shit. The swag going on with the skinny, but all the shit that's on the radio right now, like you said earlier, ski-mad shit, I don't turn on the motherfucking radio. I don't do none of that shit. And if it is radio, it's XM radio, because you got
some
the old spin on there that play. Yeah, they play all the old shit. And then I like reggae music and shit too, though. You know what I'm saying? So I might be Bob Marley Dollar, you know.
Do you remember
I hear like one or two songs my kids are playing. I'd be like, okay, that's cool. But for the most part of it, I was like, dude, what the hell is this shit y'all listening to? This shit is trash.
I got teenage kids, too, and the old shit that, like, they older music that they want to listen to be the same old swaggy shit from 4 years ago. I'd be like, man, I don't like that shit. Turn that shit down. All I'm doing at home is saying turn that shit down all day.
Oh, my
turn
God.
Down. Turn it down. Turn
you
that
know,
shit down.
Don't we sound like our parents? Look, don't we sound like our parents when they told us to turn this shit down?
Well,
yeah.
It's so expensive, then again, my mom used to like pop a little bit, though, and shit, I listened to. They just didn't like the cussing so much, but they felt what they was talking about. They just was like, you know, the songs my parents really didn't like was the ones, you know, like the Two Shorts, Getting Your Dick Sucked. They didn't like them songs, the older songs. They didn't like that
dude,
shit, you know,
man.
Sex songs. Yeah, they don't like the sex song, but all that
shit. I missed out on that one.
Yeah,
that shit.
I don't know if you could confirm this for me. I don't know if you could confirm this for me, Tom Ski, but, man, I used to live in Memphis back between 2000 and 2002. And I remember the radio used to kind of support, you know, some of the, you know, the local artists, you know, the Memphis artists. But the last time I was down there was 10 years ago in 2004, man, and I hear now they play the same swagger shit down there on the radio stations.
They do.
Is that true?
And yes, it is. And you know why?
Man.
Because nobody down here pays to play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. It's paid to play. I mean, quiet as kept, a lot of them cats that y'all heard on the radio was paying to play. Some way or some fashion. That's why y'all never heard Tom Ski on the radio, because Tom Ski, for one, I'm gonna be honest, I was too fucking cheap. I'm not gonna give you motherfuckers all my hard earned money, all my hustle money, to play my song on the radio for about a month or two, and then that song dies. You got to get another song and give them some more money. Man, kiss my ass. I'm sorry.
Hey, salute. I'm good. Salute to you for that shit, because these DJs, I call them fuckboy DJs, because they'll either take a couple stacks or a dick in the crack, because there's some fucking faggots. And I want to get off into this song real quick. It's been a hell of an interview so far, man. You'll please hold the line, Ski.
All right.
We'll be right back. This is song Hustler. Tell everybody about this before we play it.
Hey, man. Hustler is like the anthem right now, because everybody thinks as a hustler you have to be a dope dealer. Nah, man. A hustler is a true person that get out there and get their paper to take care of their family, they sales, or whatever. So, you know, the definition of a hustler is me, man. You know, the definition of a hustler is you. If you work two jobs to take care of yourself and your kids, keep your car running, keep your paint. That's a hustler. You know,
yeah.
You don't have to be on the corner to be a hustler. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I respect that shit, man. Real talk. Here it is, Hustler, Tom Ski Mask, 2014.
You just like bitches.
Make that money, let's get that bread. I'm a hustler by any means, that's what I said. Fuck that, I gotta get my money, that's what I do. Post it on every motherfucking block, I'm the truth. Ain't no nigga gonna stop me on my grind. I gotta keep it moving just to get my shine. Fuck boys, don't understand what I do to get paper. Please, the block so heavily they think it's a caper. Never will I change, I'm the same old C. No more standing on the corner, I'm killing this beat. The game has really changed, these niggas so with the shit. Stupid motherfucking boys wanna run off at the lip. I'ma keep me a hustle, dog, just to get money. It's too easy, young homie, that shit ain't even funny. I'm a hustler, hustler, can sell anything. A throwback bitch, I can sell her a dream. I'm a hustler, hustler, I'ma keep it this way. What I do in my city, I don't play. Man, throw me the facts, I gotta get paid. When you look in my eyes, man, this is what I say. I'm a hustler, hustler, I'ma keep it this way. What I do in my city, I don't play. Man, throw me the facts, I gotta get paid. When you look in my eyes, man, this is what I say. Don't play with it, pimpin', I gotta get dough. Cause the money I get, your haters already know. Just feed me on that block with a whole bunch of snow. Catch me if you can, suckers, I got it for the low. Every corner that I hit, they watching me for show. If I spank out them haters trying to catch me on the go, they can't catch the moving target, so I stay on the move. If you think about it, homie, I'ma get them boys abused. Versus bitches, hate that, your guy from way back. Slide through the plane, homie, that on that. Man, you know what it is when you see me in the hood. I got everything you need, fuckers, plus it's all good. Get back, why they talking all that shit? It's crazy, they hate the way I hustle, man, this bitches is crazy. Tell me what it is when you see Tom Ski. I'm a hustler by law, shout it, that's what it means. I'm a hustler, hustler, I'ma keep it this way. What I do in my city, I don't play. Man, throw me the facts, I gotta get paid. When you look in my eyes, man, this is what I say. I'm a hustler, hustler, I'ma keep it this way. What I do in my city, I don't play. Man, throw me the facts, I gotta get paid. When you look in my eyes, man, this is what I say. More money, more problems, dog, I gotta get it. Trapping all night, your boy is really with it. Let me hit the slab so I can get on down. Call Ricky D when I get to his part of the town. Y'all don't get it, a hustler gotta hit that slab. From the mound to the rock, y'all can kiss my ass. I need my damn loot, bitch, what do you need? I'm forced to get money, dog, from these streets. He ain't talking about this track, he is talking about this track. What it is, homie, this track is really fucking crack. Be a believer, I tell y'all, I'm about my bread. Keep your eyes on them haters, they fuck with the feds. I done told y'all, this is what it do, what it do. If you wanna pop a roll, goddamn it, pop too. He ain't playing no games this year, it's on the mission. I hate to be the one to get back in the kitchen. I'm a hustler, hustler, I'ma keep it this way. What I do in my city, I don't play. Man, throw me the facts, I gotta get paid. When you look in my eyes, man, this is what I say. I'm a hustler, hustler, I'ma keep it this way. What I do in my city, I don't play. Man, throw me the facts, I gotta get paid. When you look in my eyes, man, this is what I say.
man, you ain't lost a fucking step. You ain't
appreciate
lost
that,
a fucking step, man. It's, yeah, I've been bumping that shit all day, but when is this from the new album?
That's just like a little EP. I got like 6 or 7 songs, and that was just one of them on there I chose.
Oh, did you put this out already, or?
Nah, I hadn't. I really hadn't did nothing with it.
That's it.
So we're debuting it here tonight, man. Thank you for letting
us
put it on this motherfucker.
I appreciate it.
You know, we had Sebo. You guys worked with Sebo. We had him on a while back, and he let us debut a song off his album, Warning Shots, which ain't coming out till later on this year, too. So anytime someone does that for us, it's a huge honor. We appreciate the fuck out of that shit, man.
And anytime you want to debut some stuff, just hit us up, man. You know what I'm saying? And we, you know,
most definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely want to connect with those people you were talking about from Memphis that you've been working with, too. So.
Okay. The guy that produced this song was ADG. This is a young, young cold producer, man. He got some good songs, too.
Yeah, but it has that feel from 2001, 2002. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't have, I don't hear no elements of this fuckery bullshit that's going on today.
Right, and it don't sound dated. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like some people say, oh, well, they bump it, but their music sounds dated. It sounds like it's, man, this shit don't sound like it's old. It sounds like it's real. And motherfuckers don't want to hear real. They want to hear fairy tales. They want to hear fantasy. Yeah. They want to hear, but it's still an audience for real music. You know what I'm saying? And it's like they're trying to shut us out. So it's good to have guys like you come right back out. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you took a hiatus, but your fans still here. And those old albums that you have, they hotly sought for. People pay big money to get physical copies of that old shit that y'all came out with.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so.
When Gangster Pat was on the show, we debuted his whole EP. That thing was just fucking legendary. You know, because I haven't heard of Pat Project since like 2005. You know, right around the same time as you. And man, that whole fucking EP was just solid. He even let us have one of the tracks for the mixtape. So shout out to Gangster Pat as always. Hey, here's another thing I want to ask you. We've had Gangster Pat on the show. We do roundtables, too. Like, we put Pat with Gangster Nip and fucking JT Money, and all three of them were
Spice
talking.
One. Yeah,
Spice One and Sebo and Servon and Cocaine and Marvelous and DJ Ready Red. Everybody just talking. You know what I'm saying? Would you be down for some shit like that in the future?
Hey, for sure. Put me on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would like to do a Memphis roundtable, man, because you say, you know, there's not a lot of unity. Maybe something like that would spark the unity to occur.
Yeah, that would. That would.
Yeah.
But I want to ask you something about Criminal Man, because Criminal Man did a song with you called Get Crunk. That used to be one of my favorite motherfucking songs, man. What's your song with Criminal Man? Get Crunk.
Yeah.
That's my shit. Yeah. I still get crunk on that motherfucker every time I hear that motherfucker. It's a certain song that has motherfucker just, you know what I'm saying, just have you just ready, you know what I'm saying? I want to know your thoughts on, like, Criminal Man and some of them guys, too, man.
Oh, they're my guys, man. You know, Krim talking about doing a Too Wild for the World 2 album. I don't know if I'm going to do that one. I don't know if I'm going to call it that, but it's going to be another Tom C project, and it's going to be amazing. I put it to you like that.
Yeah.
Because this one is going to be, it's going to be something that people need to hear, you know, trials and tribulations of life, man, you know. I mean, we can talk about partying and all this stuff all day long, but once you get to a certain age, how many parties do you really go to?
Right.
How many clubbing do you really do? You know, you more or less worried about your children, make sure they ain't getting hurt, and try to make sure your wifey or your gal, like, everything good with her.
You ain't really trying to go out to the club. Like, y'all might go out and have a couple of drinks or something, but nothing out of the ordinary.
Right. It's usually like occasion shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how my life is now. Like, when I was young, it was every weekend. We, you know, because, and I had to go to work the next day. We could party all night, still get up, go to work. But now it's like, yep. Man, shit. I'm like the king of the hill, dudes. I stand outside and drink beers and, you know, for the occasion. And then when the occasion happens, it usually ends up like hangover or something. I don't remember shit. I done pissed somebody off. I done, you know what I'm saying? I done walked, left everybody. I done wigged out or something. So, but when I hear the music, that's the only thing that keep me going, Prez, for real. If it wasn't for the music that I grew up off of, ain't no telling where the fuck I'd be at, man. Because anytime my mind is doing different shit and I'm going outside the box of my original thinking, I just listen to music and it put me back where I need to be. I'm thinking about my grandmother or something, I'm going to listen to the songs that I listened to when I was living with my grandmother or something like that. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
It's just certain, that's how I evaluate shit. And shit, y'all, I got a gang of squeaky shit and your shit. So, plenty of music in my original playlist.
Dig that. Well,
I still got
it,
CDs.
Man.
I ain't got shit because most of them got stolen.
Trust me.
I have a lot of shit stolen too. All I have
is my new shit. Anything
well,
old
oh,
is
I sold
key,
them on eBay.
I don't have. Shit has been stolen.
Yes. And motherfuckers be creeping shit, come to the crib. Let me borrow this. You forget. And me, I forget who I loan shit to. So I'm like, damn.
Oh, hell yeah. That's a heartbeat right there.
I don't know who I gave it to. So fuck. Charge it to the game. Fuck. Hope they enjoy it. Well, we got to.
Man, hope they love the shit out of it because I sure ain't got it.
I actually sold, you remember that group Black Mafia Clan? They were out of Shreveport, Louisiana. And I had one of their CDs, and it was going for about $250 on eBay. And the fucking, yeah. The guy who made, one of the guys from the group bought it from me. And he was like, this is my shit. He's like, we didn't even have a copy of this.
Wow.
Yeah, that's it.
That's fucking crazy, Prez.
Yeah,
that is crazy.
Man, all the fucking tapes and shit I had, I was sitting on a gold mine.
Yeah, they became collectibles, man. They became fucking collectibles. There's dudes in Japan that'll pay upwards of thousands of dollars for shit. You know, and Murder Dog, when they cleaned out their fucking... See, Murder Dog cleaned out their storage facilities in Vallejo, and they sent me, Lou Nutt, and a bunch of the other writers boxes of fucking all your CDs, everybody's CDs. And I didn't know they had any value to them until I actually, you know, put a few on eBay and saw some of them going for $50, $100. Next thing I knew, man, every last one I had, I sold. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
And now I'm looking everywhere for them. You know what I'm saying? Because you know you, one of the motherfuckers is a come-up. You know what I'm saying? One of the motherfuckers is a brand-new bed or a fucking TV if you should get the right CD.
Yeah.
I literally bought
That's
a king-size bed off selling a CD. Yeah, this shit is nuts. Who would have thought?
Crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
Man.
It's like an Elvis record, a Sam Cooke record or some shit.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah.
But
it's
almost
worth more than that.
But that almost kind of proves to you what music meant back then versus what it means now.
Yeah.
This garbage that they got out right now.
And that's
why the music now is when you listen to songs now, man, they don't last no longer than a month.
Yeah.
Maybe a month and a half,
to the
and
next
it's
one.
Over with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's done. You be like, really?
You listen to
y'all on another song now? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You would listen to Mind Playing Tricks on Me or 187 Proof the whole fucking year.
Man.
And then the next year, I'm still listening. I still got 1992 Poison Clan, Poisonous Mentality.
I was just about to say, both of them songs you just said, I listened to them today at work. The two songs you just mentioned, 187 Proof and motherfucking Mind Playing Tricks, homie. I got an extensive playlist. And for real, I still think they need to put together an old school, not even old school, but just the gangster rap cats from back in the day. on a tour, man. Put them back on a motherfucking tour. If they got the Rolling Stones still touring and the fucking, you know, the Chili Peppers and all this stuff, how come it ain't no shit like that for us, man?
Well, rap music does not, you look at rap music, when a guy gets a certain age, they make him irrelevant. It's not like that in rock and roll. You know, you got Mick Jagger falling apart like a mummy out there still rocking with his fake hip. But it ain't like that with rap. It ain't like that with rap for some reason.
Because rappers back in the day still have music that made sense. These rappers now don't have nothing that makes sense. So how can they go do any touring when ain't nobody listening to it no more?
Yeah,
exactly. Right.
Like, when you listen to rock and roll and R&B, like, I still go see Anita Baker perform. I still go see Run DMC perform.
Yeah.
But everybody is not going to go watch Run DMC and Naughty by Nature and stuff like that because they're like, I'm too old for this. You're only as old as you feel.
Yeah.
And right now, I feel like I'm 22 years old still.
I'm on the other spectrum.
Right. I'm on the other spectrum because if Naughty by Nature came out here and had a show, I'm going to show up for that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
I'm just trying to get tickets for that. You know what I'm saying? But it just seemed like it ain't no outlet because if them guys still performing and doing music, it's like they're not setting it up for you got to be plugged with that type of shit almost to a certain extent instead of expecting it. Every summer when it's concert time and shit like that, I should be expecting that. Like, people here expect the Rolling Stones to come through or, you know, these groups that we just talked about, even in hip-hop. And if they do old school, it's the gist of, like, W. Fresh hosting the Lil Wayne show, but they hired W. Fresh to be the MC or something. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So really, you're not going to see W. Fresh now. You're going to see Lil Wayne or whoever the fuck they might have. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, I just think it's bullshit, you know, me and myself, especially when it comes to the gangster rap category and the street shit. Because it seems like we get left out. We don't...
Yeah, we left We left all the way out.
And one thing I can say,
Dougie Fresh is coming to Memphis next month.
Oh, man, that's crazy. One thing I can say, living in Minnesota all these years, and if it wasn't for, like, Murder Dog or knowing certain people from out of town, living in Minnesota, I wouldn't have stumbled on the people like you, Ski, and Pat, and all them, because Minnesota is one of them commercial states where they don't promote underground music. And I would love for people like you to come up here and do a show up here, but not enough people, there's not enough promotion behind the underground, because, you know, Minnesota is one of them states that they promote the commercial shit.
And you know what?
And if you ain't a real music fan like myself, who looks for the shit, and like I did in the 90s, I had to look for the Memphis shit.
The beauty of that is, if I was to ever come up there, I would shock the hell out of them, because I don't just do my music, even though it may say underground, I am one of the most craziest dudes when it comes to doing stage performances. My stage performance is completely different from my music, because I party with the people. So I be out there, I get out there and hang out with the people. We'll sit down and have drinks. I don't smoke weed no more, so it ain't no use to me. Like, I sit out there and smoke a blunt with them, but I get out there, I have a drink or two with them, you know, sit there and talk. If we gonna dance, I dance with a couple of females and shit. Like, I do all of that because that's me. That's still Tom Ski, even though my name says Tom Ski, man. Everybody be looking at me like, hey, that nigga mean as shit. No, I'm actually the coolest one out of DJ Squeaky in the family. Because I'm the only one that get out and mix and mingle. Everybody else is so serious. When you're so serious, it ain't fun. Music is supposed to be fun. At the same time, it's a business, but you're still supposed to have fun doing music. I have fun doing music.
Yeah,
That's why my fan. That's why I have fans that really like me, because every city I've ever been in, I hang out with the people. They're like, this nigga cool as shit. Damn right I'm cool as shit. Because before I was an artist, I was one of y'all. I was a fan.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I'm still a fan of music.
Yeah. Well, I could tell that you was just a cool, laid-back dude just because I forgot what DVD I got. I can't remember if it was one of Mr. C's DVDs or I think it might have been that Chopper Girl. I don't know if you remember her.
Reunited did Steel Buck at a show for
us. Yeah, yep, and I saw you on a couple DVDs. I'm like, yeah, that's a cool dude, man. I mean, I was listening to your music and stuff. I'm like, you could kind of tell who, if you were to meet them in person, who would be cool and who would kind of be standoffish, you know what I'm talking about?
Right. You know, we have to separate the real from the fake, you know.
Right.
Music, yeah, you have to have your game face on. But when you ain't got your game face on, you know, you're just a regular person.
Yeah. Yeah, you get too many of these artists sometimes that be on that heavy flogging, man. And,
you
know, that ain't cool. That ain't cool.
Yeah, you motherfuckers, they be flogging all the time, dog. And that's everywhere. That ain't on the
yeah.
business. That's, you know, that's all over. These motherfuckers, they don't want to hear real. They want to hear the fantasy. They want to, you know, party, how much money you got. I got a new belt, bag. Like, I never seen so many dudes concerned with accessory items as girls
get.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we thought about accessories when we played sports. Like, I got to have the black shield and my face mask on football. I got to have the gloves in baseball. I got to have this. You know, we didn't do that shit with our everyday regular attire and shit. And that's what these motherfuckers want. They want to know
who
the prettiest.
We didn't wear press-on nails.
Man, we didn't do none of that shit,
we didn't
man.
Get manicures.
And then if you did, you got checked. If you came, like, especially in Memphis, if that's what they call it down there, checking. Motherfucker, fire your ass up with the quickness. You come around with that weak shit that you were looking, before Nicki Minaj said this shit, and Memphis, they been saying looking ass nigga, you know what I'm saying? You wouldn't even come around on no fuck shit because, you know, you finna get checked one way or the other. You finna get ridiculed. So people knew their spots. They played their position, and I don't think people playing their position nowadays.
No, they not.
No. A lot of this music nowadays, I call it window shopping music because they rap about shit that the rest of us could only window shop and imagine of having. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
I can't relate to that shit that they talking about, Papa Chris style and all that.
I don't even.
Yeah, because you got other priorities. Right, but if you want that
rather
shit, you can get
kids,
it. But,
you know?
Hey, you know what I'm saying? I'd rather pay my light bill for the next 5 months before I go spend $1,500 on one bottle of liquor.
Put a
you know
thousand
like,
together for my child.
And not even remember that you had this shit.
Pay for my father's cancer medications. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Pay for, you know what I'm saying, to fix my parents' house. Give my brother money that he needs. Yeah, man, it's shit. These guys got their heads screwed on backwards, and they're trying to fucking corrupt the minds of the youth. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy because back in the day they used to say that about you guys. Oh, you guys are making rap. You're glorifying the streets. But no, you guys were a mirror image telling people what was going on in the streets. You were the fucking reporters. You know, it was different. There was substance. You know what I'm saying? That's what these kids are missing nowadays. They're missing substance. And, you know what I'm saying, I'm glad to see you coming back, man. It's a huge honor. Is this the first interview you've done in a while?
Yeah, man, I ain't did an interview since 2005.
Jesus.
Ooh. Yeah.
Man, thanks
for
coming on the show.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. Hey, I got a question for y'all.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right, I was on Facebook earlier today, and they talking about the Rick Ross song talking about Trayvon Martin. What do y'all think about that?
I didn't hear what he said, but it doesn't surprise me considering who he is.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, we've had the real Rick Ross on here several times.
Yeah.
And William Roberts, basically anything that comes out of his mouth is shock value, or it's bullshit. It's
some
kind
of propaganda, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. This dude is, and you know, a Freeway Ricky. This dude is a CIA tool. You know what I'm saying? And I believe he could be, considering his history in law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? This
right.
dude won awards for what he did as a correctional officer. So who's to say he didn't get promotions to other departments in law enforcement? So I don't know. What did he say, Tom?
I hadn't heard it. That's why I'm trying to figure out what was said, because I still hadn't heard it.
Let me Google this shit.
But everybody was talking about what he said in the song, and it's crazy.
Yeah, he is straight fraud, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, and not only, and people would say, well, you only say that because y'all deal with the real Freeway. No, just look at everything that go on with certain guys, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, he fuck with the heavyweights. I get into arguments with dudes about the rapper Rick Ross all the time, because they swear he's the tightest guy. He the, you know.
Yeah,
just because you making money don't mean shit.
Hey,
that's true.
Cut you off. Mac, not to cut you off, but this is what this fucker said. He says, Trayvon Martin, I'm never missing my target. It doesn't say the rest of it, but that's what he said. What the fuck does he mean by that?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to figure out.
Yeah.
What target are you aiming at?
And today also happens to be the second anniversary of his death. So
yep.
The lyrics...
Have y'all ever noticed all this stuff is coming out on Black History Month? The whole Nicki Minaj and her looking at his nigga song, and her using the Malcolm X pick.
Hey,
as
that was real disrespectful to me.
Wasn't that?
Yeah.
I'm a white man.
A week
that
after
was disrespectful
before death.
To me.
Yeah.
Fuck that bitch.
the whole celebrity thing with Trayvon Martin and or Zimmerman wasn't that like Martin Luther King's birthday or.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, everything that they're doing,
they want to do the celebrity boxing with DMX and Zimmerman this month. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a whole lot of shit to that.
What are your thoughts on
that?
Tom?
Happen,
Tom, what are your thoughts on the DMX and Zimmerman bout? Do you think that should have happened?
No, I think Trayvon Martin's dad should have gotten in boxed his ass.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
I've seen that a lot, too.
Yeah. Honestly, I mean, Trayvon Martin, his dad or his uncles or some a male figure in his family. I mean, I understand that they trying to get the celebrities an opportunity to do something. It ain't the celebrities' problem.
Yeah,
exactly.
If I would have did anything to my child, we won't need no celebrity boxing.
This would be a time to kill Samuel L. Jackson shit.
Yes, sir.
Exactly. That's what the story going to be. Yeah, it's going to be me from retaliation.
Like
why
that guy.
Yeah, go up there and blow everybody up.
That guy walked in on some sick fuck raping his daughter, and he killed him with his bare hands right there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know what I'm saying? That's the type of shit that would happen, you know. But it's a sick world we live in, man. Sick fucking world.
Oh, yeah.
If you got kids, keep them close. You know, even the elderly people, anybody that's susceptible to any of this fuck shit, keep them close and take care of them. You know, saying otherwise, you're going to run into some fucking problems.
Oh, yeah.
But, Tom, I'm going to get off into some more music, man. You're welcome to stay with us, but... I definitely want to ask if people want to get at you for verses or shows or what's the best way to reach you?
They can email me, man. I check my emails every day. Because every time I gave my phone number away, I'm just going to be honest, every time I gave my phone number away, I will always change my number. So,
you got
and I hate to... I hate to give people my number and then my number changes. Like, man, I can't even get in touch with him. So they can always get in touch with me through my email. And that's TomSkee77@gmail.com. TomSkee77
77@gmail.com. They can always catch me that way.
You're a 77, baby. Me and Mac are 78.
Oh, no, I was born in 71.
I'm
76.
You were born in 71. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. It's just that's how Sprint set my Gmail up, so.
Yeah, okay, I got you.
He didn't left our ass.
I'm four deuce, player. I'm four deuce.
Yeah.
I'm about to be
I'm glad you're still around, man. I'm glad you're still looking hot ass shit.
You ain't lost
it.
You know what I'm saying?
You ain't
lost
it. He is out, or are you working on it? I caught the back end of that, Steve. Did you say it was out already, or your EP that you said?
It's out. I just hadn't started distributing it yet, man. I've just been sitting on it.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, I'm definitely going to look
definitely,
for that.
Shoot me your address in the email. I'll shoot it to you.
Oh, that's
okay.
Up. Hell
that's up. For sure.
Definitely.
I'm probably going to send y'all another song.
At
Gmail.
Oh, okay. You said tomski77@gmail.com?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
shoot y'all another song, too, man.
Oh, hell yeah. We're going to have that. We'll have that playing for sure. Also, you know what I'm saying? I want to ask you, too, when is the album with you and Squeaky coming out?
Yeah.
Well, Squeaky's shooting for the summer for the DJ Squeaky and the family. And while we're doing that, I'm going to be working on mine, too. See, Squeaky, on this particular project, though, I love Squeaky. That's my dog. I love him to death. But it's not going to be a completely Squeaky project. Like, he's not going to produce the whole album because I know Squeaky like the back of my hand and like the back of his hand. He takes his time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tom, we got a hell of a fucking producer on the line right now. Skinny Bang.
Right.
If it's cool with you, Skinny, well, shit, you know, hook up with him, send him some beats. Because, man, I know.
Hey,
I know.
Definitely. Oh, definitely. Yeah.
You got my email, man.
I'm
going to
shoot you my email, bro.
Everybody else, I love to work with different producers. Because it gives your, not just the producer, you know, another outlet, but it also gives us as artists another opportunity to step outside of what we've been doing for so long. I've worked with Squeaky for so long that I like to work with other producers to hear what their sound is like and see how can I put my flavor to their sound.
Yeah, that's what's up.
And Skinny got hot shit, too.
Oh,
for
Skinny, send him something for real.
Tom, if you got a minute, I'm going to play one of Skinny's tracks right now. If you got a few
Come
minutes.
On.
All right, this is a song. You want to let him hear Take Your Life?
Yeah, that's cool. That's what's up.
Okay, this is Take Your Life by homie Dr. Kafar. This is some brutal shit right here, like some gangster nimp shit. Check this out.
Okay. Right.
Close the hurt, I give you a Spinal tap and try to hit every nerve on ya. And when you die, that means that I'm working, cause I'm bringing pain like two bad surgeons. Bitch, don't bother me, don't you think I'm finna do a little bottom. Stretching your rectum with medieval weapons, I call that sodomy. A taste for flesh, and flesh for the taste. Everything on this bitch tastes good but a face. Cut off her fingers and place her hand in some acid. Then eat a liver with maple colored molasses. Lugu testi, bon kusi, man the feet. Told the devil that his purchase is good, no receipt. Take your life, take it. I'll take your life, take it. I'll take your life.
Yeah, I just wanted to play a little sample there for you, Tom. But Skinny's got tracks upon tracks. I'm sure he'll let you hear a bunch of his shit.
I'll give up, bro.
Yeah, definitely. But, man, it's been a hell of a show so far. You said your album's coming out, what are you looking at, the fall, maybe?
Probably so.
Yeah.
I hadn't really thought about it, because, you know, it ain't going to take me no time.
Yeah. Well, that's what's up, man. I appreciate you coming on the show. Is there anything you want to say before we get up out of here?
Man, all I want to say is, man, I love all my fans for holding it down for years with me, man, and trust me, I'm about to bring back some good music, and hopefully we just take it to the top, man.
Yeah, real talk.
Man, just live life, man. Love your life, love your kids.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, you got to, for real.
Man.
That's a true statement. I said, love your life. And love your kids. If you love your kids, you love your life, because you want to see it as long as you can.
Man,
as long as you can.
Because
right.
So, what is it now? Grandmamas are 42 and great grandmamas 42 and grandmamas 35? What kind of shit is that? I mean, my grandmama was 60 and 70, you know?
Right, you know what I'm saying? It was real grandma.
Yeah.
I'm 35, and I got a couple friends right now that's already grandparents, like, just in this last year or two. But my son 15, and I hope he wouldn't even know what to do with no pussy right now. He be talking that shit, but he don't know what he's doing. he don't know shit. He just talking shit.
I just pray. I pray my boys go ahead and go to college and make me a granddad about 50. I got 8 more years. I can do granddad at 50. I can't do granddad right now. Granddad's still trying to find his help, you know.
Right.
No, I'm good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You sure don't know what to say.
Hey, man, once again, I appreciate you guys, man, just giving me the feel to have another interview again. Man, it's been a long time, but I appreciate it.
Hey, I want you to know, man, anytime we have anybody on the show, of course we want to have you on again too, but if there's a certain artist that you ever wanted to talk to, because I know you like them, appreciate music too, and you got to be a fan of people too, co-host the motherfucker with me, you know, because Mac and Skinny, you know what I'm saying, they've co-hosted a lot of shows with me. I've had a lot of people co-host. I had DJ Ready Red co-host the show with me, so.
Yeah.
You know, is ever anybody that you want to call in for and just ask a question, call in, whatever. You're welcome here anytime, man.
Okay. I appreciate that. I most definitely let you know.
That's what it is, man. Shout out to Tom Skibask. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad to hear, guys, I'm glad to hear that he's coming back, you know what I'm saying? Almost 10 years
appreciate
later.
Appreciate it, man.
And did you get to hear the track, Skinny, that we played of his?
Was it a half hour? Was it before 9:30?
We don't remember.
Yeah, it was before 9:30. I probably missed it.
Yeah, I'm gone.
I was trying to catch it, man. I saw it on Facebook that you know, had a new song from him. I was like, man, I got to hear it.
I was about to say, is it 9:30? I thought it was still 9:30.
It's always good.
I heard the Hustler song. That's the one I heard.
That's the one.
Yeah, that's
it.
I heard it.
He ain't lost a fucking step. I mean, that sounds like he came out fucking 1998, 2005. I mean, the dude's consistent. Yeah. Well, they say a great artist, you know what I'm saying, is always going to have that ability. Like, you look at CO the Bad Black, that motherfucker's always going to elevate or be consistent. You know what I mean? There are some artists over time that just sound fucking horrible. But there's some that just, man, elevate themselves. I think Tom Ski Mask, he could smash these dudes out nowadays. So shout out to him. But, hey, here's another guy that could smash. I mean, he wants to fight. He calls him his next album the God of Horrorcore. It's the one only gangster nip. This song's called Who Can Fuck With Me. He's challenging y'all. He says, who can fuck with me? Rap-A-Lot's own, the dude that wrote Chucky and all that shit, Gangster Nip, is coming back with an album, The God of Horrorcore. We're debuting that shit here tonight. We got the debut, Tom Ski Mask Hustler. Now this is Gangster Nip, Who Can Fuck With Me. Murder Master Music Show, UGS Radio, UGSForLife.com. Check this shit out.
My homie Jordan King told me to mash y'all niggas' ass up. I'm the king of fucking horrorcore, you know what I'm saying? Now who can fuck with me? Who? Nobody.
When it comes to horrorcore, who can fuck with me? Who can fuck with me? Who can fuck with me? Nobody. When it comes to horrorcore, who can fuck with me? Who can fuck with me? Who can fuck with me? Nobody. When it comes to horrorcore, who can fuck with me? Who can fuck with me? Who can fuck with me? Nobody. When it comes to horrorcore, who can fuck with me? Who can fuck with me? Who can fuck with me?
I've been the king for a long time, who fucking with that? You rather get hit with a bat or get struck with a gat? Which one? I'll give you 5 seconds to answer, cause blood clots are easily formulated to cancer. I hope you a dancer, dance around these bullets. If you tell him I'm the king, I'm reluctant to pull it. He's the king of horrorcore, let him know for sure. You should have said that shit a long time ago. When it comes to psycho shit, I'm the best it could be. It ain't a nigga in America that's fucking with me. If it is, then I would like to know his name. If it is, then I would like to eat his brain. Born with a sinister mind, so look closer. Lex Luthor mixed with Sinestro and laugh like the Joker. I'm psychologically smart. David Banner divided by Bruce Wayne is Tony Stark.
When it comes to horrorcore, who can fuck with me? Who can fuck with me? Who can fuck with me? Nobody. When it comes to horrorcore, who can fuck with me? Who can fuck with me? Who can fuck with me? Nobody. When it comes to horrorcore, who can fuck with me? Who can fuck with me? Who can fuck with me? Nobody. When it comes to horrorcore, who can fuck with me? Who can fuck with me? Who can fuck with me?
Put these niggas in a trunk, take them to Alabama. Hey. Holla at that Jordan King, homie, give me the hammer. I'ma get inside the trunk, you can count to 12. By the time you get to 7-7, terrible smell. Yeah. Start over when you get to 4, open the door. Count 3 to the 2, and it's just one more. I'ma hop on out and let you get in. I'ma pass the salt and pepper, I'ma let you eat then. Hey. See, the trick to eating bodies, you just eat them in lumps. Cut out the portions that you want, then you swallow the chunks. Set the table, get the fork, then you sit in your seat. Before you chew, you separate the bones from the meat. See, you horrorcore rappers, you can holla. If you ever wanna battle, bring some dollars. Get in the ring, bitch, if you wanna test. And I'ma let these pussy niggas know just who is the best.
When it comes to horrorcore, who can fuck with me? Who can fuck with me? Who can fuck with me? Nobody. When it comes to horrorcore, who can fuck with me? Who can fuck with me? Who can fuck with me? Nobody. When it comes to horrorcore, who can fuck with me? Who can fuck with me? Who can fuck with me? Nobody. When it comes to horrorcore, who can fuck with me? Who can fuck with me? Who can fuck with me?
I give a shout out to the big homie David. Caress big homie, we done made it.
What else?
I told you I'ma hold it down. I got the motherfucking church back open now. These hoes in the church, they be digging me. So I set up the camp for polygamy. We back in the game making history. I'm just waiting for the day that you can visit me. I give a shout out to the big homie Charlie. Man send murders on a Harley.
What else?
Without you, you know the times are hard. I'ma gather up the followers and finish the job. Cause they don't give a fuck about the lives they took. Most of them still live on Instagram and Facebook. These haters wanna call me a crook. Ain't nobody fucking with me like I said in the hook.
Hey, when it comes to hardcore, who can fuck with me? Who can fuck with me? Who can fuck with me?
Nobody.
When it comes to hardcore, who can fuck with me? Who can fuck with me? Who can fuck with me?
Nobody.
When it comes to hardcore, who can fuck with me? Who can fuck with me? Who can fuck with me?
Nobody.
When it comes to hardcore, who can fuck with me? Who can fuck with me? Who can fuck with me?
Damn, that's just crazy. That shit is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Yes,
he's another one that ain't lost his step.
No,
he ain't lost his step. No whatsoever.
Just like K. Reno. I mean, K. Reno keeps. I don't know how that dude elevates him. He ain't human. He ain't fucking.
I was just about to say most of the ones from the SPC though, like Justice Allah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Justice Allah. Cool. Yeah. Lyrically, that dude, insane. Dopey.
Yeah.
The terrorist.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
I can listen to their shit all day long, man. Old, and then if they got new shit, it really made me want to listen. And some of the new stuff I don't even like better than the old stuff, but at least I know they still got it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've heard new stuff and still listen to the old shit more than I listen to the new one. But it's just good to know that motherfuckers still got it, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, on the real.
Did you hear that song, Operation Genocide, on the fucking mixtape?
Did
you hear that
one?
Operation Genocide?
No, I don't think I heard that one.
That's on the mixtape, man. That shit's crazy.
Oh, yeah, I heard that one. I'm thinking you talking about something else, Fred. My bad.
Yeah.
The motherfucking soul, man. The whole mixtape, motherfuckers need to be downloading that shit. They need to be going to UGSFlight.com and every fucking mixtape that's on that motherfucker got straight jams.
Yeah.
Every fucking thing on there.
It's got to be Skinny. You're on, but both of you guys are on there, of course.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's substance, you know what I'm saying? But Skinny, man, you all this time, you know, I knew you rap back in the day, but I didn't know you was bringing it like that, man. You got some crazy fucking flows. Tell the people what you're working on.
Planning on working on a solo album, first one in about, since 2007, 2008. Yeah, usually I've just been sticking to producing a lot lately, but yeah, I used to rap back in 2006, 2007. So this will be the first time, but the thing is, I want to kind of do it more as like a feature and a UGS feature and artist type of deal where I just feature a bunch of motherfuckers on there. I got a song that I'm working on, 25 Cops, which should be out any minute. I'm just waiting for Dez Hellborn to drop his heat, and I'm going to put that up as soon as it gets done. Yep, D.C.O. the Bad Black and Dez Hellborn on that junk.
Ooh.
That's crazy.
Ooh.
Yep.
Me and Skinny be thinking
alike,
too,
on there, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We be thinking alike,
man.
I like all your shit. That's the same type of shit I was thinking. That's even better.
Yep, I'm trying to get everybody on
that. That's the type of shit that just let me know, man. Motherfuckers on some real shit, man. And these old, like we were talking earlier, these old coattail-ass motherfuckers, you want to slip and slide. You want to hide and dodge. You want to fake support. You want this, you want that. You motherfuckers ain't finna get shit. You motherfuckers ain't finna get shit.
It's 2014, page, man. Y'all, we gotta bring it back.
Keep liking the page,
though. Gotta bring it back.
Now it's time for dues, for real. You know what I'm saying? We're putting in the work, you know what I'm saying? People need to start paying dues. You know what I'm saying? I ain't afraid to put up a GoFundMe. Let's just see who's really fucking down with the movement. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
She was really down to help take this shit to the next level. You got to think about it. We've touched every single major fucking lamestream independent media news outlets, with big media news outlets. We've been on all that shit. But a lot of these rap motherfuckers, they're dropping albums. They don't want to fuck with us because we refuse to conform. We ain't going to play the stupid Swagat bullshit. And I see a lot of dudes making Swagat music. I'm sorry. They're making Swagat music. These motherfuckers are making music that is for a whole fucking different crowd. And maybe, too, a lot of people are afraid to fuck with us because they know we go in on people like DJ Vlagit. You know what I'm saying? They know we go in on some of these lamestream sites that we infiltrate.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know how happy I was to see us, you know, get on Complex or AOL or BET or any of that shit? It was amazing not because I wanted to be on those sites. You know what I'm saying? Because I wanted to get on there and get our material noticed and let people know we are here. We are in the game, and these legends are with us. These pioneers are with us. We're representing for these guys. Because they don't have a voice through these outlets. They don't have nothing.
Right.
No platform.
Right.
And we need help. You know what I'm saying?
They put us on their shit without us asking them or bending over to get on their site. We didn't have to get them no money, or we didn't have to say, if y'all put us on, we're going to suck y'all nuts. And you motherfuckers seen what the fuck we was doing. News is news. Real shit is real shit. So we had a motherfucker open up on our show because of the way we format it, or how we do it, or how we set it up, whatever the fuck. Y'all don't got nothing to do with that anyway. But when you try to steal what the fuck we got, you know what I'm saying? Then we come at your ass. So the next time you just say, well, we accredited them. We ain't gave them no money. Now it's time to pay up, motherfucker. If you start putting our shit out there, motherfucker, we coming for your motherfucking ass.
We don't even need
no support to take this shit to the next level either, Prayers. Just fuck them. If the motherfuckers that ain't on the train, you just gonna get fucking left. And if you on the tracks, you better move the fuck to the side because you're gonna get ran clean the fuck over.
Yeah, we got people in different cities, different states, different countries. You know what I'm saying? And now it's time. You know, I don't give a fuck if it's $2 or $200. Anybody could afford to fucking put something behind this movement. You know, and that's the only way we're going to keep it going. I want to have 50,000 fucking flyers on the streets. You know what I'm saying? I want to have music pressed up and all this shit. But we're going to need it, you know what I'm saying, through the support of the people, the listeners, and the people that's supposedly down with the movement. We'll see how down they are. But, as always, I want to thank you guys for coming on the show. We're going to end this shit with a K Reno track. But shout out to Tom Ski Mask. Hell of a dude, real humble cat. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have him on again in the future. And Saturday, well, tomorrow we got the Fahrenheit Hour. I'm a guest on his show, so check out my interview on their First Degree, the DE. Shout out to him and Fahrenheit Radio.
Can you give us a little insight on that, Pri? Like, what is it? Like, or you don't want to let the cat out the bag?
Well, I was on last week. It was a two-part show. Basically, we're talking about the problems in the rap game. What's going on?
Oh, yeah.
You got to think, as a journalist, I've sat back in the cut and I've saw all of these transitions. You know what I'm saying? I reviewed Mo Cheddar releases. You know what I'm saying? The Murder Dog. You know what I'm saying? I interviewed cats and Streetmasters in Memphis. You know what I'm saying? That was a magazine that came out in the Memphis area. And I've seen all these different transitions. I've seen people steal from Memphis. That's not what we're talking about in the show, but what we're talking about on the Fahrenheit Hour is pretty much the same thing, but just how the rap game is deteriorated and how people are taking from other people and not giving paying homage. You know what I'm saying? Not going and getting the Tom Ski Mask for a verse or getting DJ Squeaky for a beat. You know what I'm saying? Instead, they're going to these Swagats. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers would rather pay somebody $20,000 just to come in and give them a shout out on their CD than to pay for promotion. than to get placement on websites and fucking placement in the last few mom-and-pop shops that are left, you know what I'm saying,
right.
A street team together. They'd rather pay some dude who don't give a fuck about them, who they don't even know, $20,000 just to say two or three words on their shit or show up in their video, whatever the case is. You know, spend your money wisely and promote it. You know what I'm saying? Get you a fan base. The main thing is get out there and get you some shows and travel. Meet the people. Like Tom was saying, get out there and fucking mingle with people. Party with people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Hang out with them. Let them know that you're just like them. You know what I'm saying? And maybe they'll respect you enough to be like, you know what? I want to buy this dude's album when it comes out. Or I want to buy the T-shirt that he has on his website. You know, and that's what these cats don't understand. They think, oh, man, we're just going to drop music all the time, and eventually when one of the songs is going to hit. Don't work that way.
Yeah.
You're not going to win that lottery. That scratch-off ticket is seldomly ever won, and when it's won, it's on some bullshit. So you got to do it the right
way. And I meant every word that I said earlier when I said, if it wasn't for people like you, Prez, and the work that you did with Murder Dog back in the day and other people that I knew that hooked me up to the Memphis sound, if I wouldn't have heard or saw any of that stuff, who knows? I might have been a fucking swagger.
Hey, I hope not. Jesus Christ.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but you never know, though. That's just how powerful that shit is.
But you know what I'm saying, though?
Yeah,
if I wouldn't have found that,
even think outside the box like that. Because it could easily happen. Because before shit started changing, I started thinking to myself, is this shit that I used to listen to and really like was probably, man, what the fuck? You know, like looking at Snoop Dogg today, man, was fucking nails and shit and fucking, and people like that's Photoshop. It might be, but man, come on, man. That shit is on the motherfucking news, man.
Yeah, it's on New York Times. It's all over the news.
Man.
This dude's showing off his new nails and his manicure.
Man.
And the crazy thing is, a lot of back in the day, like, you know, I interviewed Snoop for Murder Dog for the cover. I was so proud of that shit. You know what I'm saying? Now I don't even have it hanging on the wall. It's in the closet. Where it belongs. Where it fucking belongs. You know what I'm saying? I remember Lil Wayne.
With them fucking nails on, man. I got family members that grew up with them dudes, and they from Long Beach. Man, I want to ask one of them motherfuckers what they feel about the shit. They ain't responded on Facebook yet, but I'm willing to see y'all homeboy got his motherfucking shit glossy.
I saw it coming, though, because a year or two ago he was in that skirt, and he was saying it was a kilt. Same type of thing that Puffy was wearing. And we all know what Puffy's up to. Or what's up, puppy?
Kanye done wore that motherfucker ASAP, faggy. You know what I'm saying? All of these motherfuckers, man.
It makes you wonder, you know, and a lot of these guys, they're talking about the Illuminati now. We were talking about that 4 years ago. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the shit that we were saying and the shit that Immortal Technique and people like that were saying is coming true. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The shit that Kay Reno has been saying for 20 years. You know, it's getting to the point now where it's crazy because your kid turns on the TV, first thing he sees is Snoop Dogg with some fucking Lee press-on nails, whatever the fuck he's got, and what kind of impression is that?
And then it's the thing, we listening to Snoop and them old music and our kids and grew up off that shit, so then when they see him doing that, your kids will walk up to you and be like, hey, Dad, ain't that who you like to listen to? Ain't that Snoop Dogg? And then you just be like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah.
I've been telling them these dudes got the real
shit.
Can't listen
to
and then you look
and Hustlers no more.
Yeah,
you know,
man.
It's just
real. And I understand it. I understand they're not going to be still at 45 years old if they're not living in the streets. They're not going to be posted up with no pistols and shit. But fuck, John Wayne, he might have been a racist motherfucker or whatever, but that motherfucker wasn't going to wear no faggot shit. You know what I'm saying? And all those type of motherfuckers, they weren't going to be, and if they was on that shit, that's what they was on. They kept it to themselves, and you didn't find that out till probably after they died and all that shit anyway. That was their business. That's what they did.
I saw some audio or somebody posted something. Elvis was at a movie, and there was a scene. It was like the first scene of where two dudes kissed. This was back in the 70s, and someone said that he said, man, this shit is too goddamn faggoty for me or something. And he got up and left. You know, so he got up and left. He got up out of there.
Why wouldn't you? And you shouldn't get ridiculed because you feel that way.
No,
you know what I'm saying? That's the whole thing about it. Like, you shouldn't be persecuted or looked at like you a bad person because you don't agree with that. Just like, I'm not supposed to get mad at you for wanting to do that. I'm not mad at you for wanting to do it, but don't get mad if I react off what you're doing. It's not natural. It's not natural. If it was natural, it wouldn't even be an issue. But just like with the athletes, every time one of them gay, now they got to come out and say that they gay. So if I'm a regular athlete that's straight, am I supposed to announce that I'm straight when I'm coming out? Nobody would give a shit. But they do this shit to make money, man, and spend motherfuckers, man, and push their agendas, man. And that's what they want. Fuck these motherfuckers, man. Teach your kids, man, and hopefully your kids have their own mind so the decisions they make know what come with the decisions you make. And hopefully you make decisions that you can handle. Other than that, because every time I say something about gays, because I got two boys, and people say, well, what if one of your sons come up to you and they tell you they gay? Like, who really wants somebody to ask them that type of question? Like, man, don't say that about my son.
Well, I know you, number one, you wouldn't let that happen. A lot of times it's the parents that let that happen.
My thing would be with that. Like, my son, he's 15, my oldest son. If I'm never going to not love him regardless. I'm going to love him no matter what, but if he comes to me and he on some fag shit, you better leave your boyfriend at home. And when you come over here, you better act accordingly. Because you know what's going to happen if you come over here with that shit. We're going to be talking shit about you. Everybody going to be talking about it, this and that. So if that's what you do, that's your life because you've grown. Once you get to a certain point, all I want to do is raise my sons to be responsible enough to take care of themselves. And then my job with them is done. Or any kid that's around me. You know what I'm saying? Once you get to a certain age, hopefully you learned enough off of me to be able to handle yourself because real soon you're going to have to pay your own bills because I'm not rich. You can't live off me. 9 times out of 10, you're living off your parents now because you are your parents' responsibility. But once you've grown, if your mama can't afford to feed you, shit, you're going to have to get out here and get it like how they get it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right? So hopefully... Yeah. We can instill enough in our kids to when they
contributor, man. You gotta be able to help. You know what I'm saying? And in a situation that I'm in a house with four sick people. I'm one of the sick people, and my daughter. You know what I'm saying? Who's 10?
Mm-hmm.
So the four sick people, we're all trying to do what we can together to help each other out, take each other there to hear their doctor's appointments. Help with medical bills, medicine, and shit like that, while we're trying to raise my daughter, you know what I'm saying, in this fucking
You know what's the good thing about that? It's your 10-year-old daughter, man. She watching all that, and she's soaking all that in, and she going to be better prepared for her next stage in life because of what she see y'all doing right now. You know what I'm saying? So she's going to be prepared for that. She's going to know family values. She's going to know to take care of somebody when they hurt, she's going to know getting bothered and annoyed by people that you live with. You know, she's going to know all of those things that she could take with her into her life. And that's what I try to put in the shorties. My nieces and nephews, too, even my friends that got kids, if they close with me, look, man, you could either be out here struggling or you could be accomplishing things and your struggle don't feel that hard because you're accomplishing. You know, if you're just struggling and ain't got nothing coming, everybody want to survive. And every now and then you get a case of a motherfucker that give up and they don't want to live no more. But I don't want my kids to ever get to a point like that in their life, ever.
Yeah, you can't. You got to instill the will of a fucking Rocky Balboa, man. That movie is so important. All kids need to see that shit because it's about never giving up, never quitting. And you can't allow yourself to give in. That's why I'm so fucking anti-rap, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to this new era of music they got, man. I can't and I won't accept it. You know, and I see people, exactly. I see dudes, you know what I'm saying, that say, oh, man, we're against it. But then they try it themselves. It's like, come on. You don't see
right. You got instant. See, nowadays you got instant superstars. Like, when we was coming up, dudes was on the grind to get it. And when they finally got it, it felt like everybody won. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yep.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? They finally got a rap song on TV. You know, like, y'all remember the early MTV days, man? There wasn't no rap music on that shit. And
right.
every now and
yeah.
then somebody would break through it. It was like, man, if he did it, he could do it. And the shit just continued on. But now it's just like, you got instant superstar status. Like,
hey,
okay,
we need
us to
hit.
We
got a caller on the line. Sorry to cut you off, man. Hey, caller, who is it?
Yeah.
Ew. What's up? Tell everybody who you are and where you're from.
Yo, I'm from Iran.
I'm a startup.
Immediately.
Hey, what's going on, brother?
Hey, what's up, bro?
How you doing, man?
Yo, I'm doing good, bro. What's
up? All the way on the other side of the fucking world and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Man,
all the way
crazy.
Fucking, yeah. All the way on the other side of the globe. And we're connected right here, right now. At fucking almost 11 o'clock over here in the States. What time is it over by you, brother?
Yeah, it's 8 in the morning, man. I just woke up.
This dude's just, he's just getting ready to start his day. You know what I'm saying? We're getting ready to end
ours
here in a few. How you feeling, man?
Calling and holler at this. I'm doing good, bro. You know, I had to call in and holler at this. Holiday's legends, you know, that you told me about.
We appreciate the fuck out of that, man. You know what I'm saying? The call in, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about, brother.
Right, I'm about to say, that's what it's all about. Shit like that.
You
still there, Brad?
Yo, man.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, you're playing my song.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, we're going to play in a minute. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to let run in the background while I talk to you. But you're over there again, man. Stress these motherfuckers. What you know, when you make rap music, you know what I'm saying, why do they fuck with you over there? You don't have freedom to make the music you want to make. Why is that?
You know, because it's against some policies, you know, they don't want people, you know, to think for themselves, you know, have their own attitude, you know. They want people to be followers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This motherfucking system, you know, is completely a radical system, you know. They want to control minds, you know what I'm saying? Like I told you before, there ain't no music on TV. There are only just like 4 or 5 channels, and they all preaching the same old bullshit. You know, just like religious shit. What I'm saying, their own programs, the boring Middle East, and shit like that. Some fucking nonsense serious. The Chinese movies and bullshit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right.
And the rap music, I don't know how American people are forgetting about rap music, you know. Some people in the one that starts in the movement, they're really using the rap music as a weapon to shout and have their own voice against the system, you know, against all cruelty going on in system, you know.
Yeah, against the kids.
But the one there, the new generation who wants to get to know the American rap, you know, they go through internet and be like, damn, whole lot of songs about bitches on some, I don't know, you call it the swagger shit, man.
Swagger.
There's no message in this music anymore, man, and that's fucked up.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy, man. We just saw a picture. We were just talking about, we just saw a picture of Snoop Dogg wearing women's fingernails. What? Yeah, Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, that's exactly what we said.
Wear women's fingernails. And you know, Tupac He would have never went for that shit.
No.
You know, hopefully you know, Mama is always telling me, maybe if we, you know, this rhapsody, as soon as I turn into a super lion, right? What's up with that shit, bro?
Thank you.
I don't know. What does he even mean?
Fucking crazy.
We do. I don't blame this. You know, I don't blame the Snoop. You know, he always on that heavy shit. You know, got that with marijuana. You can't blame the Snoop, man.
yeah,
like,
but
we were just talking about he was a Rasta and all that type of shit. And, you know, if anybody knows a Rasta party in religion, they don't tolerate that gay shit none whatsoever. So I don't know what the fuck Snoop on.
Yeah.
It might be
he's flip flopping and going in too many different directions. You know, but hey, we're gonna get up out of here, Masato. I'm gonna play the War Aftermath. It's featuring you and Eastside Tattoo and who did the production, Masato?
With the War Aftermath, my homie Barbot. Yeah, and he's going to produce my next projects. You know, I got some. I'm cooking up some new shit, man. Real banger. It's coming straight out of the heart, you know. And out of hell, exactly hell, you know.
And the video,
I feel like a prisoner in this motherfucker.
The video is real sick, man. It was you were there with a bunch of dudes.
Yeah, shout out to my homies.
GSForLife.com. It's on the front page. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know my homie Ali Amiri did the video. You know, he told me that he's down if any of my people wants to shoot videos. You know, he can travel all around the world. You know, it's called disruption.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Well, here it is, War Aftermath. Hey, Masato, man, I appreciate you calling in. Man, it means a lot. You called in all the way from fucking the other side of the globe. I appreciate you.
Thank you, man. Crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, already, bro. Yeah, much love to your people, to your guests. Gang, some names, son. It's him, man.
Yeah. Appreciate it, brother. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
And shout
already,
out
bro.
To Skinny and Matt
Jay.
We'll see you guys.
Keep doing your thing, brother. Keep doing your thing. Keep doing your thing.
Yeah,
I appreciate yours. What's it doing?
Yeah, definitely, brother.
Oh, peace out.
You take care.
Yeah, yeah.
And Saturday, don't forget Saturday, we got KFYB. Tomorrow, we got Fahrenheit Hour. All shows running 7 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Central, or 4 a.m. in Iran. or 4 or 5 a.m. What did you say? 4 or 5 a.m. over there. So, just you can listen to us all over the globe, man. Thanks again for calling in, everybody. Shout out to Tom Ski Mask. And next week, we got Gangsta Nip coming through. So this is the War Aftermath. Check this shit out.
Yeah. This.
This is the Murder Master Music Show, hosted by President Scott Beta, only at UGSForLife.com.
سر بعد جنگی گرفتن حق شد هدف اصلی مثل در این هست اجتماع سر بعد جنگی گرفتن حق شد هدف اصلی مثل در این هست اجتماع
Until I'm grinding, seriously beeping, overturning betoning, non-stop I'm a captain. It's all about the rap game, dealing with crack, ripping for my city, kicking down with that, killing big brothers. Hitting them up, cause the fake and bloody god, and I don't give a fuck if you love it or not. Two mommies, worst part, you're always in my top, and it's about laugh, and it's about cross. Different brain, beat the same feeling as one heart. So we never been bucking on the same ground. One yard, come and it's day, bitch, you're all from me, stitches, stand tall like me. I was running cold, but I'm not gonna fall, cause I'm hard as them boss, I expect me to be. Not a sinner, I ain't a sin, I'm replaying what you in. What can you be like a twister, like a snatch, the real is back here.
Man, همشه بیدار رأس گله دای گرگ خست مرگه بند مغز منو بیدار کرد ترد دامر بیمار کرد به خرافات حماقت روزگار ما رو شب سیاه کرد مرد زنده به اختیار به اجوار زیر زمین شده جا فکر نکنی من تنها چون هنوزم برادرام برام مرام میذارم و منو خراب تو اما نیستی باست همین دوری ازم باشه رو قدل نمیشی ساخت روزای خون و قشنگ باست تلاش کرد تا نمونی توی لجن به گوری چش اونایی که بامون لجن اینم بگم قانون ما بهتر از قانون